The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of the risen Jesus, amen. Christ is risen. Picture Job, the patient one, Job the afflicted one, Job who was sitting on a dung heap, Job who was in great mourning because he had lost everything he had, his sons and his daughters. He'd been stricken with many afflictions, boils. He was mournful, and his wife was saying, "Why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die?" And so Job went and he sat on a dung heap and he scraped his skin with shards of pottery and he complained. He was miserable. He wondered why God had allowed this to happen to him, because Scripture says that Job was a righteous man. One day the sons of God, including Satan, came and appeared before the Lord God. And God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, how righteous he is? He trusts in me. He trusts in me, absolutely." And Satan said, "Ha, just afflict him, and he will curse you." So the Lord gives the devil permission. Again, a great whirlwind comes up, and Job's sons and daughters are feasting in a house, and the house collapses, and they die. And a marauding tribe of Sabaeans come and slaughter Job's servants, and Job's cattle are stolen. And again, then he breaks out in the boils. Why did this happen? Job was on the dung heap. Friends come to him to comfort him, but they don't really speak words of comfort. They point to Job and say, "You must have sinned. You must have sinned in some awful way for the Lord to bring this affliction upon you." And Job protests his innocence and says, "No, I have kept the law of the Lord." And Job goes through a whole litany of the righteous things he has done, and his friends still continue to accuse him. Job rails back at them. He says, "Stop it. You are not giving me any comfort." But then in the reading from Job for this Easter vigil, we hear Job confess his sorrowful, pitiful condition. "My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh. I've lost so much weight. I have escaped death by the skin of my teeth. And you, my friends, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, because the hand of God has touched me. Why, my friends, do you pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh?" Job knew that the Lord had afflicted him. And yet, as we shall see, Job looked to the Lord for mercy and help in his great affliction. This is the very law that accuses us and lets us know our sin. The afflictions that come upon us in this lifetime, be they afflictions of body, mental, emotional afflictions, afflictions of domestic turmoil, financial afflictions, the afflictions of the loss of a loved one or a marriage in crisis, the affliction of facing our own death. These things come upon us because we are sinners living in a fallen world, and the Lord allows them to come upon us. But in Christ, he intends these things for our great good. Listen now to Job's words. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in the rock forever. Because here, Job is going to make a confession of faith in the God who has seemed to turn against him. Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives." We're going to sing that hymn twice tomorrow. "And at the last, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh, in my body, I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself and not another. My heart faints within me." I'm longing for this so deeply. My heart yearns within me for that day. And that day has come, dear friends. That day has come in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That day has come in the one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. That day has come in the one who first shed his holy and precious blood when he was circumcised, and who kept the law in all of its facets, every commandment, down to the last detail. That is not something Job had done. Because no one is righteous before the law of God except the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. Job was afflicted. You experience afflictions. But consider the afflictions of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true, holy man who has ever lived, the one innocent man. And yet, in his incarnation, he humbles himself and becomes obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Job's friends accused him. Jesus' very own people accused him. One of his friends betrayed him. Another denied him. Jesus is the afflicted saint. Jesus is the afflicted man who is crucified on the dung heap of Calvary. He gladly died for you. He experiences your afflictions. He takes your sin upon himself. He carries it away. He washes it away by his holy, precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. And through your baptism into Christ Jesus, which we remembered this evening and rejoiced in, God becomes your friend. He becomes your heavenly Father. He cares for you. He loves you. And he stands by you in the night of your affliction, on the day of your death. And he will bring you to the day of resurrection. Job was looking forward to that day when his Redeemer, who lives, would stand upon the earth. And Job's flesh would be renewed at the resurrection of all flesh. And Job would see God with his own eyes. And all his past afflictions would be forgotten, forever removed. All sin would be done away with. That is a promise of the gospel for you. That is the certainty that Christ has accomplished all this for you by his death, by his resurrection. You participate in this through your baptism, and it's not a past thing. It's a continual thing, as the water that may have sprinkled you this evening reminded you that you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so, dear saints, you come to the supper of Christ's body and Christ's blood this evening, not remembering a dead person, but one who has conquered death, one who is risen indeed, one in whom you too have been raised to newness of life, and you too will rise again in the flesh, renewed in body and soul, to live forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia.